Today's episode of the Spicin' Hour is sponsored in part by LegalZoom. Now, you shouldn't have to choose some random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates just when you need some legal help. But the legal system is complicated, so it seems like you don't have any other choice. That is, until you start with LegalZoom, because they make it easy, because for more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people to confidently navigate the legal system. Now, LegalZoom's not a law firm, but that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, all you get is transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. So if you need help with incorporating LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom is always the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide straightforward guidance that you need in most states. So don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com to start building your own future the right way and save even more when you enter ROB in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com. I'm Rob Cesternino, and this is the Spicin' Hour for the week of September 21st, 2015. Yeah.
Timbaland.
Get me out of here.
Why you got it so low? Turn that masterpiece up. Get me out of here. There we go.
Get me out of her. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
You know why I say her?
Why? Because it rhymes better with something?
Because my ghostwriter, Quentin, that's how he said it.
You're really? A ghostwriter for this?
Yeah, Drake's ghostwriter.
Because I've actually had more than one person ask me why you say that. They're like, you know that song? Get me out of her? Why does he say her instead of here?
That's how I copied the ghost. That was my...
It's so urban of you.
It was a very urban ghostwriter. So I had to... And there was a couple of drops throughout the song that he added that I don't think I'm glad I didn't say, which I almost did.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
There's a word that he can say that I shouldn't have said.
Yeah, that's the problem with the ghostwriter.
With the ghostwriter, with an urban ghostwriter.
It sounded way better with those drops, too, guys. I was feeling it.
Oh, goddamn, dude.
I just hope there's not a cut out there that leaks one day.
An explicit cut that's like super offensive,
but
might get you back on The View or something.
The ghostwriter gave, what is it when they gave you permission? What do they call that? He gave me the pass.
You got the green light.
I got green lit.
Yeah,
paid $6,000 for that pass.
Yeah,
is that like a lifetime pass or just
that one record? And then I didn't even use the pass, so it was voided.
That was probably a wise choice.
I actually think that might have been the beginning of the end for you. If you would have used the pass, that might have kept you on top.
If I had used it, I think the song would have been more relevant.
Yeah.
More topical at the very least.
I definitely would have got on some more blogs.
Yeah. All right. So here we are, Spicin' Hour for the week of the 21st. Very excited to be back. If you guys are joining us for the very first time here on Blab or on the podcast version, here we are. We're talking with the great survivor, one of the four greatest survivors of all time, Tyson Apostle, and the reality TV supervillain, Spencer Pratt, about everything that comes up during the week.
I think I should be a survivor also because I've survived reality TV. So yeah. I think it should be you're joined by two survivors of reality.
Two of reality TV's survivors are here with us. And of course, exactly. We are live on blab.im. That's how we record the show each week. You can pop in every Monday and watch us. You can also see us in the archive. We're taking your questions here in the chat. And then also, we will pop people into the show later on. We try to make this as interactive as possible.
Correct.
Most interactive podcast out there.
I can't guarantee it, but it's interactive.
How could it be more?
Well, maybe there's something that is even more interactive than ours.
Impossible.
Maybe like touch screens and stuff.
Well,
I don't know.
What's that? What's the virtual reality thing called coming?
Oculus Rift.
Yeah. Wait till we're Oculus Rifting this shit.
That's true, dude.
It's going to get so gnarly in a few months.
Oh my God. I'll be like pointing fingers like this nonstop at people.
You're
already wearing virtual reality glasses, Tyson.
No, these are some 30-year anniversary Oakley eye shades is what they call them.
Eye shades?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
As if somebody tries to throw shade at you, you're protected?
Yeah. Greg LeMond wore these when he won the Tour de France in the late 80s.
Greg LeMond?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know Greg LeMond?
I do not yet. Not
do you know of him?
I know of him now.
You don't know who Greg LeMond is?
No.
He was the first and now only American to win the Tour de France.
Oh, congratulations.
Did he use steroids?
No, he won it 3 times. You should watch, there's a couple movies on Netflix you should watch. One is called Slaying the Badger. It's a 30 for 30, and it's the Greg LeMond story. He actually won the Tour de France. He was like a young prodigy. His brother-in-law, while turkey hunting, shot him in the chest with a shotgun.
What, like a Dick Cheney thing?
Yeah. And he had to take a couple years off, and then he came back and won the Tour de France like 1-2 more times with limited lung capacity due to the damage from the shotgun blast. So you should listen to his story, because he's like, yeah, early 90s is when the speeds really started ramping up and people started doing more and more drugs. And he's like, I just couldn't compete. Like, 1 year I was on top, and the next year I was middle of the pack, and the next year I was on the back, and it was... He's like, the speeds were just incredible. What are you doing, Spencer?
I need to kiss me with lip gloss, and then I just accidentally lick my lips, and now
what
I'm going to
flavor
puke.
Is it?
I don't know. It's disgusting. That's why I... What flavor? Chapstick. Even worse. Like,
That's nice. Heidi kisses you?
She loves kissing. I'm not into kissing.
Is yours and Nicole's relationship more of a pretty woman type thing where she won't kiss?
No kissing.
I'm not into kissing. Heidi loves a kiss. I guess we just watched Kendra on Top, and Kendra's friend said there's an actual thing called like phlegmophobia. I don't know if that's what I have, but I just don't understand. I get the kissing.
I think if you don't have phlegmophobia, that's more of an issue. Nobody wants phlegm.
Yeah, I'm cool with like just a lip kissing, but once you start doing tongue and tongue, I'm just like, what are we doing here? Like for Heidi, I guess she really enjoys like battling tongues. But to me, it's like, is this like, who's winning? Are we arm wrestling with our tongues? Like, I don't know. I've never been a French kisser. I don't like French people. So once I heard it was called French
kiss. You can call it the freedom kiss.
Freedom kissing.
All right. Well, maybe I would have gotten into it if it was called the freedom kiss. But
Rob,
how often do we do what?
Do you and Nicole kiss on the mouth?
What's today with the
2015?
The 21st? Like, you know, every couple of years at least. I mean, it's pretty much on the regular.
Did you kiss at your wedding?
At the wedding, sure. That's 2010. So what was that, 5 years ago?
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a solid relationship then.
So it's all happening. Spencer, did you get to go to any good Emmy parties this weekend?
No, just some Illuminati after party.
The Illuminati's where they drive the lowrider trucks with the Illuminati stickers in their rear window?
No, I astro-traveled to one. I just closed my eyes and I used my third eye, and I everything the wizard taught me, I used, and it was super trippy. I ended up hanging out with... Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar in the Astro Travel. It was nuts. And I'm not even making this up. It was like, I wanted to tweet them. Like, were you guys there for real? Like, is this reciprocal? Like, was I in your brains? And I got a lot.
That's who you were thinking about was Freddie Prinze?
No, that's who I ended up in the Astro Travel. Like, I was like, take me to an Illuminati party. And all of a sudden we're double dating with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I'm not making this up.
I feel like Freddie Prinze Jr. would probably hang out a lot with Kirk Cameron.
I actually rolled up on Freddie Prinze and Sarah Michelle Gellar at breakfast about 3 months ago, and they actually looked like they had heart attacks. Like, oh my God, what is he going to do?
Wait, did they have anything going on?
Yeah, she's on a show. She was on that show, I think, with Robin Williams.
Yeah, but that's not on the air anymore.
Nope, no joke there either, Spencer. Shut your mouth.
I think it's far enough gone that you can say a joke.
No,
if it's good.
I feel like she also was like really, I don't know if she became good friends with Robin Williams. I feel like that she was sort of like very much involved with like doing stuff about Robin Williams after he died.
I don't know, but regardless, that's who I ended up. And I'm not kidding. Like, I really was like this. It was so real. I was like, man, this wizard shit is real.
What were you on?
Yeah, like on peyote.
Were you using a talisman or anything?
It's all about your kundalini breathing. I awoke the serpent.
Whoa.
Heavy shit, guys.
Yeah, I understand all that. I understand what you're talking about.
By the way, with the Emmys this weekend, I was following on Twitter that did you happen to catch, I don't know if you guys follow Elizabeth from Marriage Boot Camp, but she was really throwing a lot of shade during the Emmys.
At who?
Everybody. She was like live tweeting it. And she said that she was going to delete the tweets after because the Chardonnay, she tweeted, she was tweeting under the influence of Chardonnay, but then she had like a bunch of tweets about the Emmys, and she was upset that Marriage Boot Camp wasn't nominated for Best Reality Series.
Yeah, I was upset too. But they're going to do a Marriage Boot Camp All Stars, and Spencer and Heidi and me and Rachel are both going back on.
Yeah.
No, we're definitely ready for that.
So that'll win an Emmy.
Yeah. She said that she was hoping for a nip slip from Joan Cusack. She said that she was, why do we only see Jimmy Kimmel's bottom teeth? And she says,
wow.
That, and
some real shade, bro.
Glenn Close had a brow lift. She says, if my Botox ever gets that extreme, somebody call me out.
That's some real cyberbullying, man. Are you kidding me? Spencer,
you know what?
Elizabeth
is
a hater?
Elizabeth is just, I know exactly what she's going through because she just got picked up for two more seasons. So she's
feeling good.
She's just like, I'm untouchable right now.
Yeah. two more seasons of Marriage Boot Camp coming?
They just picked up two more. Not even counting the one that they haven't even aired. Like, they have a franchise.
Oh, there's a four? There's number four that has...
Now they're editing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's on that one? Have they announced it yet?
Top Secret. Adam Freeman on Facebook said it's the best cast yet.
Best cast
Which is
yet.
Insulting to us.
No, I think, you know, they're probably getting to the grimy level of
no. Well, I don't know.
Talent.
They really did like
classy.
Knock out those like two and three, like back to back. It was really like you would think that most of these reality shows have like one or two seasons a year. If they've got number four
like
in
six.
The can, they're going to have at least three seasons on in the past year.
I just
need to get
on fire.
I need another one of those fat $3,000 checks they hooked me up with.
Whoa, you got paid to go on that show?
Well, did I reveal my $3,000 I got? Oops.
Was that to split between you and Heidi, or you each got $3,000?
We split. So I got $1,500. But, you know, and then that one shady ass talent booker, she took 90%. So I got a nice little burrito.
90%? Wow.
Yeah, that's standard.
Standard.
So, Spencer, this week they made it public for people to download iOS 9. And of course, we always talk about tech on this podcast. Did you officially make all your devices back to iOS 9?
I did. And I was so angry because all the problems I had with iOS 9 beta have not been fixed. So I should have never left. You know, like, I did love iOS 9, but the only reason I left were all these glitches and transferring to like freezing and everything I had a problem with 3 months ago or 2 months ago is still here. And I know they have iOS 9.1 beta, so I really should have just stayed on beta because now I would have iOS 9.1 and maybe I would have burrito emojis, taco emojis, and maybe no glitches. So,
Spencer, you know how to fix that? You just have to buy the new phone.
Oh, because it's going to be faster. Oh, you want to talk about phones? The guy who is supposed to hook it up, if you're listening, I'm sorry for talking shit, but so I have a guy that's like, oh, I can get you two new iPhones. So I did not. I stayed up all night long to get in the store and I was still going to buy them because I was like, I don't trust that this guy really can pull this off because who really can hook up two new free iPhone 6S pluses?
Whoa, for free?
For free, you know, and he works for the PR for, you know, AT&T or whoever, but. And he used to hook me up with free Blackberries. So I really did believe him, you know? So I was like, so I'm in the, it's 12:01 AM. I got all my store preset and I'm like, Heidi, I'm just buying them because I don't trust this guy. And Heidi's like, Spencer, you're really going to, you know, waste some money when he told you can get two free ones. I'm like, I don't believe him. So I didn't buy them. I just got a text from him. He's like, my client, let me just, that's actually a quote from him, so I don't misquote.
But he so said, AT&T wanted to have Spencer and Heidi out there with the new phones?
I think he had to say who they were from, and then they said no.
They shot it down.
Yeah, exactly. So he said, got a note back from my AT&T client that he has reached his quota of devices. So I don't, yeah. It's like, so let me get ready for this. But don't wait on me. I'm sorry, bro. So now I'm not going to get this for at least a month because they're already, I went back in the store. I could get like a 16 gigabyte pink one, you know, even a plus S. So it's just so frustrating. It's back to haters. You should have said it was from Tom Cruise and his new PA girlfriend.
PA girlfriend?
Supposedly he was dating that PA on the set of Mission Impossible.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she was from Pennsylvania.
Maybe she is. She looks like
could be both.
Like Spice and intern Lita. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so mad because now I'm going to have to literally go stand in line in a month to maybe get one.
But so, what do you have now? Do you have the already the 6 Plus?
I have the 6.
6.
Okay. No, I didn't want the Plus because I have small hands.
Yeah.
And so, but you need
small
to
hands,
switch
small gloves.
Yeah, you need to switch between the 6 to go to the 6S. What's the big difference?
Speed. It's got, and that's why I think the iOS 9 won't be glitching so hard because I think the iOS 9, they designed it for that new processor. So
that's like, what Apple does, dude, every round.
It's brilliant, and I love them for it.
But don't you feel just, like you're better off if you're on like a 2-year upgrade cycle to switch?
Not with Apple.
Well, now they have a new upgrade thing where you can upgrade on every new phone.
Yeah, but you got to pay what, like $39.95 a month or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but now here's the big problem. Because I don't think it was going to be iPhone 6S pluses that I was getting for free. I think it was just going to be the 6 Plus. So I was going to use that to see if my hand could handle that exercise. So now I'm just going to have to just make a decision again, which was, do I get the 6S or do I get the 6 Plus? And I'm tripping because...
Are they the same internals and everything?
I guess the 6S Plus has better battery life.
Oh, because it's got a big battery.
Camera stabilization.
Yep.
But... really, I spend more time on my phone than anything, and I do watch a lot of videos.
Yeah, so you'll want the Plus.
I should have the bigger screen.
Yeah, Rachel has the Plus, and she loves it, and her hands are probably only a little bit bigger than yours.
Rachel's got some solid hands. I've seen them.
Spencer, why did you erase the GoFundMe campaign?
Because at about $109, it started getting embarrassing. I was just like, this is actually...
Well, what were you trying to do?
So this music producer wrote a new hit song for Heidi. You know,
it's a great song.
A whole new direction. You know, it's all Lana Del Rey, FKA Twigs. You know, it's not like super high. You know, it's in her range, you know, so it's not like trying to be someone she's not as an artist. And he offered it to us for $15,000. And I was like, yo, bro, go Google celebrity net worth. You're going to see that it says Spidey has $1,000. So,
and you've kept that $1,000 exactly. Since that post has been made.
I'm what is it called in the bank? I'm getting something off
it's
of it.
It's a CD. You have to, it's locked in there.
Yeah.
For
so I can't even use that $1,000. So he's like, okay, how about $10,000? I'm like, bro, are you on a time machine? I haven't had $10,000 since 2010, buddy. But so then he's like, okay, how about I own the whole entire record, all the publishing ever? So really it would just be Heidi performing his song.
While he makes money.
I said, great. And he goes, okay, $3,000. I'm like, wait, Heidi is going to promote your record that you're going to make all money off of and we're going to pay $3,000? This is ridiculous. So I said to Tyson, can I borrow $3,000? And he's like, I don't have $3,000.
No, he never asked me.
So he said, how
are you
about,
asking Tyson now?
Are you asking me now in a roundabout passive way?
I've accepted that I shouldn't take money from anybody. And so Tyson said, do a GoFundMe, bro. And I was like, great idea. We're going to get this $3,000 so fast because every day people actually tweet me, when's the new Heidi music? When's the new Heidi music? So I had this false sense of, oh, this is really going to happen. So after 24 hours, I think we got to like $109. 10 of it was Tyson. $20 was my buddy, the paparazzi. You know, like pretty much it was all my friends that even made the
hunt. You tweeted it at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I would have been in for at least $20.
But they woke, I pinned the tweet, you know, it was there. It was out there. And so I took it down. The funniest part about GoFundMe now is everybody's messaging me like, when do I get my money back? Thinking I like just stole their like $4. Mm. So I emailed GoFundMe and I'm like, how long till these people get their money back? And hold on, I got to read you the exact quote, which is pretty interesting.
Is it like months and months?
No, no, this is fascinating. Hold on.
Or they keep it.
It was pretty much they wrote back, oh, we don't actually refund the money back, but we'll do you a favor. I was like, whoa, so where does this money go if I didn't email about it? Like, so that was kind of suspicious. So was that $109 just going to somebody at GoFundMe's burrito budget?
I kind of feel like that it doesn't get charged, doesn't get processed until you hit the goal.
Nope, mine got processed.
See, I feel like Kickstarter doesn't get processed until it hits the goal.
People are like, can I have my money back? I'm like, no, but I didn't take it. And they're like, no, they took my money. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I need to start one of these little...
The charge went through the second I donated.
So what are you guys doing? So now you're just like trying to come up with other ways to get the $3,000 or
I just have accepted that my wife's music career is never going to happen.
What about Heidi? Is she sort of bummed out about it or she's
for sure. Cause you know, we love making music cause it's so fun going to the studio and, you know, making tracks and then having them on your iPhone and listening to them in the car, you know, and we have so many fun, like, false sense of dream memories. So like when we're back, like for like 48 hours, when we had this new record where it was kind of like a time machine where we're back in that la la land where we actually thought Heidi was going to be a pop star. And that was fun for a second, but then we're like, wait, didn't we lose $3 million of our own money doing this? Why would we lose another $3,000?
So do I have your blessing to buy this song and record it myself?
Have Rachel record it. She's got a good voice.
100%. And the guy's a really nice producer. So if you would, I'd appreciate it because he keeps messaging me like, so I wrote the song. Are you going to buy it? I'm like, I don't have any money.
Yeah, that would be good. And then Rachel could be a pop star. And then, you guys can make a lot of money.
I can tell you everything.
Pop stars make a bunch of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Okay.
And then
I like this.
Yeah. And then when Rachel is really popping, then she could have like Heidi come and be like either do a duet or open for her. Ooh. And then Heidi's career will get a kickstart also.
Relaunch.
Yeah.
Done. I can't believe I didn't think of this myself.
Oh my God. I got to talk to Rachel because she doesn't like to sing in public. So
she was
like,
doing the studio. Oh,
Heidi can be the lip syncer for Rachel singing behind the curtain.
Ah. Rachel actually took professional voice lessons and stuff. And then I catch her singing in the shower and she will just be belting it out. And I'm like, whoa, this is like some real pro shit. And then she doesn't like to sing.
Whoa, that didn't look like Rachel walking behind you.
It wasn't. It was my landlord.
Your landlord brought you a present? What is it?
Well, he's also my friend, but it sounds less creepy if it's my landlord that's walking into my house.
Yeah.
You know,
his house.
When Heidi and I were renting one of our like $20,000 a month houses, we would catch our landlord sneaking in when we weren't there. Like,
I got an even better story than that.
Yeah.
When I was living in Europe, the lady that rented us the house was trying to win like flower contest of the year for the neighborhood. And so she would sneak in our house while we were out training on our bicycles. There was three of us living there and water all the, she had flower pots under each of the windows on the second story, which were all the bedrooms. So she'd go into our bedrooms to water the flowers unbeknownst to us. And one day she walked in while I had just come back from the US. So I was jet lagged. So it was like 2 p.m, but I was taking a nap and she walks in my room like la-di-da-di-da with all this water as I'm in my bed and I'm like, whoa, lady, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I thought everybody was gone. I was like, that doesn't make it okay. And she was like, well, I want to win this contest. So I need to water all these flowers. So I just been sneaking in here. She's the same lady that accused us of stealing $700 from her. So I had to go to the police station in Austria thinking I was going to either spend some prison time in a foreign country or get kicked out of the country. And so I was like, oh no, I'll water these flowers for you. Do never come in our house again. And she's like, okay. So I took the liberty of peeing in the flower pots every time.
Oh, see, I think that's less creepy. At least that landlord had like a purpose and like a passion. Our landlord, I think, was just smelling Heidi's underwear. Mm-mm.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
So this lady, she also accused us of stealing $700 from her that she had hidden in the house somewhere, I guess, is what she claimed. So we went to the police station and they like were grilling me like good cop, bad cop type thing. But they were speaking English as their second language because they were speaking German. And they were like, did you steal 700 euro from this woman? And I laughed and said, I don't even know anything I could buy with just 700 euros. And they laughed and let me go.
How much is 700 euro?
Like 900 bucks.
So wow.
I could almost
it's a substantial enough amount.
It's not like 700 peso.
No, it's like $2. No, it was, yeah, it was probably almost 1.5 at the time. So it was probably closer to like 1100 or 1200 bucks.
Damn. What if Spencer would have done the GoFundMe in euro?
Pounds, I think, is the strong is worth yeah, the
we
most.
We should have done it in London, but my London fan base is lacking how much shit I've been talking about those Brits and CBB.
Is CBB almost over? The Celebrity Big Brother UK?
As far as I'm concerned, once they voted, spoiler alert, Farrah Abraham out of the house, the show ended.
Oh, wow. Why? She was but really good?
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She didn't take no shit.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Maybe for Celebrity Big Brother UK All-Stars.
Well, we were supposed to do that. I was supposed to be in there. And I guess since the Americans have just been upstaging the Brits so hard in the last couple of seasons, they like are trying to like not do All-Stars because it would just be all Americans. So pretty much, with all due respect to you Brits, they're so boring that they're like trying to balance like not having so many entertaining Americans because it's turning into just an American show in England versus like it's supposed to be British people.
And people are getting upset?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, did you get any traction last week with the Celebrity Apprentice?
No.
No.
And I called the president of NBC and his assistant was laughing pretty hard at me like, ha 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 ha, you wish. But she said she'd give him the message.
Were they really laughing?
She was laughing, yeah, but I was telling her funny things, I guess. I just told her, you tell Paul Telegdy that his favorite cheeky bastard is ready to put in work and do what it takes to make this show go to the next level. And I mean dirty work. And she just thought I was as creepy as possible and was giggling. So I thought she'd actually relay my message, but starting to think she thought it was just a prank call.
Yeah, because I think that you have a real pedigree. I mean, when did you not at least bring drama to a reality show?
Marriage Boot Camp, I was pretty whack, but it was because they didn't pay me anything. And, you know, I for me to really turn up, I need to be getting paid because I need to know like, oh, no one's going to talk to me when I get out of here. I need to have some money to keep me happy. And they didn't provide that. So I wish I'd stepped it up. You know, so what I've learned is even if you don't get paid, anytime you're on TV, you got to be full lunatic. So that way, because right now if NBC goes and watches Marriage Boot Camp, like, oh, what's he been up to there? I'm like, oh, yeah. He's calmed down a lot. You know, he's not going to try to choke out Arnold or anything.
I really wish I would have got turned it up too. You didn't coach me, Spencer, on what to do on Marriage Boot Camp. I just thought I was going out there to be myself. I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, you know what? I was going through a midlife crisis and a reoccurring one. And I was in, you know, a denial, like, that's not who I am. I need to be likable, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I want people to love me.
You feel like you both wish you would have been crazier on the...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I wish I had, like, thrown eggs at Jim's head from the balcony. Like, I wish I had literally got to the point where they're like, Spencer, we're going to have to ask you to leave the marriage boot camp. Like, it was Big Brother. Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like, is that always the way to go of just like being a person who is bad behavior? Or do you feel like that you could just amp it up in your sort of confessional diary room sessions?
No, in this day and age, what the audience wants in reality TV, because I am the audience, because I watch every drama. Single reality show. They
Except
want
for Survivor.
You so turned up. They want you to look like you're mentally ill, you know. So, yeah, I should have literally like pants gym and then spanked him, you know, like just.
I feel like they wouldn't show anything against Jim that was demeaning Jim at all or undermining his authority, but contestant towards contestant, they would have. I wish I would have crossed Natalie a little harder. Like every time she flipped out, I wish I would have just asked her if she was mad. Whoa, Natalie, are you mad right now?
I wish I had just said, Natalie, you're so fake. If I just kept saying that, she would have lost it. But the problem is I really did like Jacob. So if she had like a husband that I didn't like, it would have been way easier, because it's hard when you actually like their significant other and you don't understand how they ended up in that situation. I should, or at least I should have targeted mustache guy, Dave, just work Dave.
Who is like mustache guy?
Dave,
the guy that stand off the back of Jim.
They wouldn't have shown that. I mean, nobody cared.
If when Dave was like trying to be all serious, I just said, shut up, Dave. Like, I just wish I had, like, this is bullshit. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
I wish I would have called the judge costume. I would have been like, and now I got judge costume up here, like trying to tell me what to do.
Or I wish.
Like, I have a real law degree, sir.
I wish when Jim slapped Tyson, I just flew in and just slapped Jim as hard as I've ever slapped anyone in my whole life. Like, don't touch my homie.
I thought one of you was going to, because I looked at you and Jacob and both of you guys were like, I think you're supposed to punch him now.
See,
like,
that's the problem when you're so broke and you can't afford to like get kicked off of a show. Like, I lost all, like when I used to be nuts, I had millions of dollars. So like I felt it untouchable. So you could say, do whatever you want. Like, I don't need it. Like, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I walked out of that jungle. They offered to keep me in there for $950,000. And I was like, $950,000. That's chump change. Fuck yeah. You know, like
are you kidding? You wish you had that money now.
Oh my God. Now I would probably base jump without a freaking parachute for that.
Whoa. Oh. You don't have a good chance of surviving, but
I didn't say how high.
Oh, okay. Now, I got you.
Tyson, like what you're saying about how you wish you would have been on Marriage Boot Camp, does that apply to if you were going to play Survivor again? Do you feel like that you would be different based on?
No, Survivor's a different beast, dude. Survivor, you go out to, you be strategic, you manipulate people, you have to be more subdued in your personal interaction. I mean, with Survivor, there's two things. You go for the win, or you go for, to, or you are a character. And that's the two ways to be successful on Survivor.
But probably. Do you care about the being a character thing anymore in terms of like, now you've already won the show, you know, you did it once. You might feel like if you're ever going to play again, like, well, I don't know if I can win again. Would you be trying to go out there and make really good television? Not to say you were bad television
would.
In any of your
Well, stuff. I think that like I did do that a little bit when I did the coconut bandits thing where we were stealing coconuts from the rest of the tribe and eating all their food and stuff. Because there was a part of me that was like, I don't win this game, so I may as well just like do whatever I want to do. So I think I would go in with that same attitude. I'd just go in and be like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if things work out and I find myself in a position to win this thing, then I will. But if not, at least I don't go home and be like, why did I share my food with everybody just to be a nice guy? That's stupid. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, well, if I went on Survivor, I would definitely just go naked the second I arrive and be like, I'm naked faster than Tyson.
Let me ask you a question, Spencer, in terms of you're saying that you would go base jumping without a parachute to win $995,000 or whatever. So here you are, let's say hypothetically in a Survivor season, there's $1 million prize. Would you play it to make the best television, or which probably would cost you the chance at the money? Or would you play it where like, hey, I need to try to win this money. Let me try to be on my best behavior.
I'd play it to like get a spinoff after it. That's what I learned. Mm. If you're on TV,
I think that's a mistake.
Well, no, because I would get voted out. So I would know I would have only like my real chance to win the million is not really there. But I do have a real chance to make the best TV possible to potentially get other shows after it that could add up to $1 million, which is guaranteed. If I was an undercover player and they didn't know who Spencer was, my hustle, then I would really try to get $1 million because I need the money. But if you know it's Spencer Pratt, you know, then you're going to vote me out. So I only probably have 1 week to turn up so hard and make people just go bananas.
Tyson, what do you think is the move for Spencer? If you were going to coach him,
you got to last more than a week.
Well, I think people will play me out on an alliance. I think they'll be like, yeah, you're in our alliance. And then they
I think you're good until the merge, dude, as long as you're helpful to the tribe and aren't pissing people off.
You know what I'd do? I'll pretty much die to get every immunity little token thing.
Yeah,
like
that's
every
what I'm saying.
Challenge.
If you can win the challenges early on.
All the way, just because like I know my only chance to continue is to win every immunity and just be like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the tribe, if you're a real jerk, the tribe could throw the challenge and vote you out.
But you need challenges.
In the first part of the game, it's a team.
The first part of the game.
Yeah.
First half. You're going to start watching this Wednesday, so you'll be more familiar with how the show works.
You're in on this? You're in on Second Chance, Cambodia?
Oh, yeah. I hate feeling like an outsider on the podcast.
All these inside jokes Rob's been telling.
90 minute premiere this Wednesday night.
I heard there's 8 minutes already online. You know that?
It's already. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to watch it.
I already watched it. Ooh, I'm ahead.
You know what I watched?
What's
that? I watched a documentary about Spidey on Vimeo.
A documentary allegedly about
an alleged Spidey. Documentary.
Found footage movie.
Was that released this week?
That was as scary as Blair Witch, I'll tell you that much.
Can you talk about what was?
Actually, it was more like a Paranormal Activity. That's what it kind of felt like.
Did you watch the whole thing, Rob?
I did. I was riveted. I couldn't turn it off.
Are you mad that I didn't? That you didn't get a shout out and I did?
No. I was fine with that.
Oh, when it ends with the spice an hour?
It doesn't end it, but like
15 minutes from the end.
15 minutes from the end.
Spoiler alert.
You are now hosting a podcast with me.
But hold on. I think people are probably very confused about this. Can you sort of set up what this is, Spencer?
So I get a tweet from Vice, which I thought like is a credible news, you know, platform. Shout out Vice.
Tyson ready to go with the link.
And they're like, you must see this. And I read this post and it's like somebody blah, blah, blah spent, you know, collected all this footage. And I was like, what footage?
Best movie of the year or something they said.
Yeah, no, it claimed best independent film of the year. So, and I was like, whoa, I'm in the best independent film of the year. Maybe I'm going to get something out of this.
You're one of the stars.
Yeah, I'm starring in an independent movie that's the best of the year. And so pretty much it's about like how I destroy Heidi is pretty, let's sum it up. Mm-hmm. And it alleges that I was on drugs and had mental illness. And so the guy messages me, the director. He's like, can we be mutuals on Snapchat? I'm like, bro, you just made a documentary saying I was on drugs and had mental illness. And now you want to be Snap friends? Like if I had money to pay for my lawyer, I'd be suing you, fool. But it's pretty much like the worst clips you could possibly find of Heidi and I for like 6 years straight. All edited together with his little, what are those cards called when you put a card on
them? A cue card.
Like he writes the cue card from his version of the events, not like I asked anyone that was actually there. So it's like pretty much I should make it, if I'm bored, I'm going to make a documentary of that director and put my own cue cards about this little bitch.
Yeah. So it's like chronologically, it's like all of this relevant footage in terms of like from like Heidi beginning on the hills to you showing up and all the way through. One thing I couldn't follow, and I didn't know this, did you guys leave the hills and then can't come back at one point?
No, they kicked us off the hills because right after Snooki got punched in the face on that episode of Jersey Shore, their ratings went from like 2 million to like 8 million. So this bitch ass demonic executive producer, shout out Sarah Mass. She was known as the collector because she'd get the grimiest, dirtiest, like, you know, get it where it looks like Kristen Cavallari's on cocaine, you know, like anything shady she would like create. So she looks at me dead serious, right when we're about to film a scene, and says, Spencer, you know, we need, dead serious. You need to punch your sister in the face. And I really hated my sister at the time. Like, that's not a stretch that, you know, she wasn't kidding. She was trying to create, like, to pump me up, to punch my sister. And I literally said to her, are you trying to get me to kill you? Like, you know, that's not illegal to say it. I didn't say I'm gonna kill you, like the tabloids got leaked by the producers. So now I get the Viacom calls me, you're threatening to kill a producer. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, let me rewind. I say, excuse me. And she goes, oh, don't excuse me. And I think I've told this story before to you guys. She does the hand motion, you know, jerk off sign, like she's busting in my face, like right up in my face. And I'm like,
how close to your face?
This. She just busted a nut in my face. And like, is this real? You know who we should get on this open seat is Irene. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. Irene Pancio. She's the talent producer that was on site. And she saw all this happen. Like, I have a witness to like how they played me out. And so I get a call from Viacom and they're like, until you go to anger management, you can no longer film for the Hills. And I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not angry. Somebody just made me angry. I don't stay angry. I'm actually very spiritual and love crystals right now and do Kundalini and sage a lot. Mm-hmm. So finally, by season 6, I didn't need to film to get paid. So I was like, well, I'm done then, because I'm not going to anger management because I'm not angry. And so at episode, I think 4 of the 10 episodes, season 6, I just said, I'm done. And that was a wrap.
It was a little hard to follow the narrative because at one point it made it seem like you guys weren't on the Hills anymore. And then you guys were back on the Hills. So I was like, and it also made it seem like the Hills was canceled, but then it was still on. And then there was times when they went to go visit. You know, when Heidi went to go visit her mom, and I didn't even understand why, if that was still even part of the Hills. And so it was a little hard to follow the through line of it. But I do feel like that you do have a case for slander in like the sort of cards that get put up on the screen, because it does say sort of like, see, now this is when Spencer is doing this, and this is where he's obviously doing this. And it's just like somebody's opinion, but it's really, really like presented like it's a fact.
Oh, like I said, if I had money from my lawyer that charges way too much, this guy would be getting a cease and desist right now, and I would be suing him for all $10 he probably has.
So this is kind of an investment opportunity that Rob and I could...
maybe we do a GoFundMe
for a
lawyer to sue him.
Sue him for $3,000.
There it is.
Oh my God. $4,000 because you got to pay lawyer fees.
Yeah, and like I messaged him, it would have been nice if you just DM me or Twittered me like some questions, like what was going on here? Not like, let's pretend from Canada or wherever this guy's from, like I know what happened here, or because I read it on Google, you know, like don't like make your little cards. And what's interesting in the article, it says his first release of his documentary had no cards. And then people like complained, like, what's going on? So then he made those cards. So his initial creation, he didn't like allege all
of that movie. Or I thought that was for the Amanda Bynes movie that he made. Had no cards.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I didn't.
I think that was he made an Amanda Bynes movie, which was like the same thing. But then this is like his style, that he just takes all the news footage and then sort of just presents it. But this one, he sort of added the editorial of, but it's 2.5 hours long.
It was way too long.
It's a long movie.
Not long enough.
Was it surreal though for you? I mean, how often do you go back and watch those clips?
Oh, I hadn't seen, because I honestly, people will be like, oh, I never watched one episode of The Hills, because if I did, I would have lost my mind and gone after people. Because like some of the clips when I saw like my sister and Heidi's sister and Heidi's mom saying this shit on TV that I did never saw, like I got so mad that night. Tyson knows I called him fired up.
He was mad.
I was fuming till like 3 a.m. Smoke was coming out of my ears. And I was like, these pieces of shit all just sold out their family for blood money. Like, at least I never, you know, went against my family for money. And that's what everyone around me did. Yeah. So
like your sister on the Hills, like she just showed up.
She was never supposed to be on the Hills. She just popped on to team up with LC, like a straight up criminal mercenary.
And then the same thing with Heidi's sister. Also, she just showed up and then was just part of the show.
They showed up to start teaming up with LC because if they teamed up with LC to make LC look better, the Hills would pay them. So all of a sudden they get to be on TV and get to paid to talk shit about their siblings that they really have never liked their whole life. So it's like, oh my God, this is a dream come true.
Yeah. It's wild stuff.
So it definitely made me just, I have new beef with so many people. Like Heidi's like, you already forgave all these people. I'm like, I never saw this shit. I would have never forgiven any of these people. Cancel Christmas, honey.
And there's one part where that you called up Lauren Conrad and then said that you wanted to apologize to her so that she would come to your wedding because it meant so much to Heidi. And then Lauren Conrad went on The View and said that never happened. Was that the truth?
Yeah, they paid me $100,000 to fake apologize to a phone with nobody on. No, a producer was on the other line.
Well, who was she talking to then?
She knew she was talking to a fake Spencer. She's so full of shit.
But she wouldn't. She was really so mad at you in real life that she wouldn't even talk to you. Like that wasn't even like.
No, because she didn't want to risk me on the phone saying, you really had a sex tape, you lying little bitch. Like, why are you trying to destroy our lives? Boom. And they would have aired that, you know, like. Mm-hmm. So she played, you know. That girl is the most maniacal, twisted little trick in the game.
But what does she do now? Because I thought she's like on the cover of like Cosmo this month.
She's on the cover of Cosmo because she agreed to call herself a basic bitch on the cover.
They said, can
chip.
You be basic and a badass at the same time?
That's because Cosmo last year called her a basic bitch in their issue. And it was like, she had to tweet them like, I didn't know I was a basic bitch. Like, nah. And so it was like a controversy. So her team obviously agreed, like, let's have a cover where you agree that you are a basic bitch and say it's cool. Da, 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 da.
Tyson, so, yeah, can you cool. be basic and a badass at the same time?
I don't think so.
Absolutely not. Basic is basic. Look in the definition.
Am I basic? I wonder that sometimes. Am
Look
I
at
basic?
All your props. You got 100,000 props to take off your shirt. That's not basic.
Yeah, you're not basic. Rob.
I never know if I'm basic or not.
No, not at all.
Okay, Lauren is basic and a badass.
But what she's doing right now?
She's trying to make basic.
She's selling $9. She's selling $9 outfits with Kohl's and calling herself a fashionista and you know posting photos of strawberries and shit on Instagram like she's Martha Stewart.
That is so basic.
Real. Yeah, why is she posting pictures of strawberries?
Because she's like so artistic. It's not really her. She pays 20 people to do all of her shit for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You think she's going to start a podcast at some point?
100%.
Yeah.
Everyone just copies us.
Yeah. Any podcast, even the ones before us, copied us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They knew we were coming.
Probably some type of time machine thing where they went back in time and started a podcast before we could.
So what did Heidi think of the movie?
Heidi was hysterically crying the whole movie.
Yeah.
And kept on telling me to leave the room so I wouldn't get madder at certain
what, people. Was she like, getting mad at you during the movie? Because the movie
no,
really
she's
makes you
mad
to be
at
the,
all the. She knows what everyone, she knows what my sister did. She knows what her
was
mom
she
did.
Watching? Was she
knows
watching?
What her sister did. She knows what Lauren did. She knows what Audrina did. Like all these people were just, they all got checks based off of us just sabotaging our life with the producers. Everybody else on the show just got to talk about nothing or talk shit about us and get the same check while we have to look like the straight lunatics, throwing dishes, slamming things, pulling out the crystals, doing anything to get on the camera, looking like madness. And everyone else just goes, oh my God, did you see Spencer and Heidi? They're so crazy. Like they got paid to say that where I have to literally look like allegedly like I have mental illness.
Did Heidi watch The Hills as it aired or no?
No, we didn't. Cause if we,
neither did,
we
did.
Wouldn't have done it. You know, like we knew, I think right when we started doing it and then we saw they edited us, we're like, we should quit. And then we're each getting 100K an episode. So when you're getting 200 grand to go to lunch, you don't get that it really is going to affect your whole life, especially if you spend all that money. Shout out to Future in his new mixtape, What a Time to Be Alive with Drake, has the best quote ever. He says something like, when you're making a lot of money, it's impossible to save or something. Future, I'm glad you feel me, dog.
Yeah. It really is very interesting, the whole thing. I was glued to the movie. I couldn't turn it off. I really, like, I wanted
like,
to go to bed.
I should be narrating that. Like, if people heard what was really going on here and like,
Well, why don't you take that footage and do that, dude?
Because I don't even want to help that piece of shit, Will, calling me mental illness and shit.
Yeah.
What if we made our own?
Let's make our own. If you got...
Take all the clips of you being cool to people and then piece them all together and just be like, Spencer was nothing but cool.
I don't know how to rip things off of YouTube like you did. How do you like...
You download it. You can download them and then you can... sometimes you need a separate program and then you just use Movie Maker in...
What's so fucked up is I had a camera that I filmed everything with. Every phone call with the producers, you know, telling me I had to do this and say this and talk about this and me arguing with the producers on speakerphone. Like, I don't want to do that. Them saying, well, then you're not going to get paid. Like, literally, like being a hostage in the show is pretty much what I was. I filmed everything. I would go on set and film all the behind the scenes shit until Viacom would literally email my lawyer and be like, we need that tape. Spencer is breaking his contract. He's not allowed to film any of this. And that, all that footage and those cameras were stolen. So I don't have any of it.
It's really very interesting because I think that your story is a pretty fascinating one in terms of just being a guy who saw like from, you know, like from what you're saying. And I feel like this was all in there as well. About talking about how you were somebody that you saw what was going on in reality TV, you saw what was going on with the Osbournes. You said, hey, my friend is, you know, has a way nicer house than this, and just turned yourself into somebody who was not in this at all and really sort of like put yourself into this and then sort of became like the central figure or the antagonist in a show that you really had nothing to do with in the first place, and then turned it into this big industry, which ultimately did not end particularly well. But I've really just, you went from somebody who had nothing to do with it to you saw an opportunity and you went for it. I think that's very, it was a very interesting story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that dissimilar from, you know, somebody like my own personal story of like seeing like, hey, like I don't have anything to do with Survivor. Let me try to go ahead and try to get on to that show and sort of get into Big Brother. And so I feel like that the journey, while it's like the high highs are vastly dissimilar. Like I definitely can relate to seeing an opportunity and saying like, I should be in there.
Well, here's the deal. And that was interesting. The one interesting thing I thought in the documentary was how we were in the beginning of blogs. So I never, you know, before it was so controlled. I had my contacts in the tabloids. You could regulate the story. Once every idiot with the computer was a journalist and putting up these posts and creating this whole new just negativity. Like I never imagined what like just blogs and hater. There was no such thing as
fucking
like,
Gossip Girl, dude.
Is she who started it?
Well, that's the blog that brought it all down for Blair and everybody.
Stupid bitch.
But no, I think this is a really good point about how you had a relationship with Perez Hilton at that time, and that you were like the first person where like the A-list celebrities like did not acknowledge this sort of like blog culture, where you and Heidi were one of the first people who were being talked about, but also had a relationship with the paparazzi, with these people that were doing blogs. And I think that in some ways you guys were a transformative figures in all of this. And I think that nobody really like associated with those people before you guys in that era. And the Kardashians then probably took a lot of what you did and then sort of perfected the formula to a degree. And I think, but you were sort of like the front runners of that.
I will tell you this, you never saw Lady Gaga or Katy Perry hanging out with Perez Hilton until they saw what Perez did to Spidey, you know, putting us on the page every day. And then all of a sudden they're kissing his butt and he clips us for like real A-list people. So it's like,
you were a stepping stone.
Yeah. I've told you the Tom Cruise getting our publicist fired story before. So, you know, that's how shady it is. I've told that story.
Hey, that was that girl from PA?
No.
That was his other girlfriend.
Maybe I haven't told us, sorry. Whatever. But yeah, it's just so shady. It's just like, whatever. Well, how's the news? And hit a pee break. Let's hit a pee break.
That's it. What do you want to do? You want to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, let's do a pee break brought to us by who today?
We're going to talk about Blue Apron.
Well, I got a pee too.
Okay. All right. Well, so
Bob got to pee before filming. He did that little like, well, I'll be right back for 10 minutes. Pee,
dude. Yeah, nobody would have a problem if either of you guys wanted to pee
out
before the show.
That's probably how
most people
show.
Do it. All right. Go ahead. All right. Let's hit the pee break. And then I'm going to talk real quick about some Blue Apron. So here we go.
My mind is telling me no, but my bladder is telling me yes. I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicing brought the show to a halt. Oh, with a little pee break.
Yeah, that's right. The Spice and Pee Break is brought to you by the tiny bladders of my co-host. But also, let's take a moment and thank one of our sponsors for this episode. Those are friends over at Blue Apron. And I am loving Blue Apron so much. They sent us a couple of weeks worth of Blue Apron. And we got Nicole doing it. Nicole is loving it because she's learning how to cook all these new recipes. I am loving it because it is literally injecting spice into my marriage because we are having like, oh, honey, what's for dinner tonight? Not those same couple of things that you already know how to make. Oh, what's this? Something new? How about, what's this pan-seared steak? Oh, fantastic. What's this? A mushroom calzone? Fantastic. So I love Blue Apron. I know that Tyson and Rachel love it too. They send you all the ingredients. All you have to do is put it all together, and it's all sorts of different exotic cuisine. Something, you know, you've got American stuff, but also Thai stuff and Vietnamese, Italian, all sorts of stuff that you wouldn't necessarily get to eat, Tyson.
Yeah, it's true. I also have used Blue Apron for quite a while now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So all of the meals are about 500 to 700 calories. It's about less than $10 a meal. You'll get two free meals when you go to blueapron.com/RHAP. The cuisine that's available this week, you can get, how about a Italian sandwich with saucy chopped heirloom tomato and a saffron aioli, basil and bean salad. And then if you're a vegetarian, how about some roasted fennel over linguine with lemon ricotta, olives, and breadcrumbs? How about that? So go ahead and get two meals for free on us. Go to blueapron.com/RHAP. All right, Tyson, you want to get into talking about the news? I know you sent so many news stories over this week.
Yeah, no, we haven't even talked about my new minivan yet.
Oh,
dude.
Tell me about the minivan.
I bought a new minivan.
Yes. So how did it go? You guys like it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard because I actually, believe it or not, have zero credit anywhere.
Why? Because you just don't have credit cards?
Yeah, I've never had a credit card in my life.
Yeah.
And so I went to the dealership and I was going to surprise Rachel because she's been asking for a new car for a while. So I go to the dealership and I was like, okay, give me the best deal. Then I called around and found someone who knew the general manager there. So then I made a couple more calls, so I got the price down as far as I could. And then I went in and talked to him and was like, okay, what's the lowest you can go? And they told me, and I was like, if I pay cash, will I get it cheaper? And they're like, no, actually, if you finance through us, I can give you $500 off the already discounted price. So I was like, okay, so how do you do your financing? So they told me the banks that do the financing. So I was like, well, let me go talk to one of them. And they're like, no, we talked to him for you. And I was like, yeah, but I already know I won't qualify for financing if I don't go talk to him first. So I went and told him how cool I was. And then the bank was like, okay, we'll approve it when they call. So then I showed up at the house with a new minivan. Oh, also, I had to get insurance for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the insurance lady was like, I can't find really any info on you at all.
Did you Google you?
I'm off the grid. No, yeah. She knew who I was, but she's like, I can't find a home address. I can't find anything. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm totally off the grid. And she's like, well, that's kind of tough. And I was like, yeah, but it also, I have a clean driving record, you can see, because I have no information whatsoever on me. And she's like, yep. So they, bottom line was, they all thought I was really cool. And I have a new white Honda Odyssey minivan. I tried to get the vanity plates for Rachel that said mom jeans, but they didn't do vanity plates at the dealership. I have to go to the DMV for those.
Is that what Rachel wants?
The mom jeans vanity plates.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Or is it just like, hey, I bought the car. I get to have whatever license plate I want.
Yeah. As a joke, I think it's funny to have a minivan with mom jeans as the vanity plate.
That's funny.
But it's a Honda Odyssey. They're like the ranked highest. And it's like the best of like a pickup because it's has the room of a pickup, but it's all in enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everything you hope an SUV would be, but is not. You're like, oh, an SUV is roomy and it's got all the spacious. Minivan is more spacious and gets better gas mileage.
And so you got new, not used.
Brand new, dude.
Brand new 2015 Honda White Odyssey.
Yeah.
Boom.
I almost got the 16, but they gave me 3,000 off the 15.
You just need to get those windows tinted and you.
Yeah, limo tint. You can do full limo tint on a minivan.
Yeah.
Well, not,
it's a
not
big car. I'm looking at the pictures.
Driver's side or passenger.
Yeah.
Not the front, but yeah. All the back stuff. You can do a full limo tint on the rear windows.
Yeah, it's long.
And yeah, it's really spacious. And the back seat folds all the way flat into the floor. So I can fold it all the way flat into the floor and put like six bikes in the back.
Wow.
What about, is it like got some Bluetooth stuff? Can you
it's
open
got the door tons of Bluetooth.
Phone?
I can open all the doors with the remote.
Can your landlord also?
Nope.
Okay.
Just me. Wow. Well, probably because my keys are just sitting on my counter right there.
Yeah.
It's pretty, I'm pretty stoked on it.
Seats what, seven?
It seats seven, yeah. Okay. No, eight.
Eight. All right. That means that you can have five more kids.
Yeah. I'm not going to, though. I'm going to take all those seats out and just leave it for storage and stuff. So
say now.
Yeah. Well, if I have five more, I have five more, but I don't know that I will.
Okay. Good. And Rachel likes it?
Rachel loves it. Yeah. She's stoked on it. I think there's two types of people in this world. People that have driven minivans and love them, and people that refuse to drive a minivan. That have never driven one.
Because they want to reject their station in life. Like, whoa.
Yeah. I'll drive an SUV. I won't drive a minivan. Yeah.
It's the same as a Prius. I hated on Priuses until I had one. And then when I had one, I was like, oh, I love this thing.
Yeah, they're so smooth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like driving around a golf cart.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And this thing's actually got like a V6 in it, dude.
Yeah.
Vroom, yeah. Vroom. Vroom. I'm going to go do some street racing later. Wow. I mean, it doesn't Tokyo drift well because it's kind of a taller vehicle.
Yeah.
But really,
but it's
great.
Almost like if I was going to go do street racing, I think I'd want to do it in the safest car I could.
Yeah. And the Honda Odyssey is a highly rated safety car.
Yeah. All right. You want to talk some news?
Let's talk some news.
All right. Here we go.
Waited all week.
Yeah. I tried to do a 360 in my chair, but it doesn't hit the desk. Unfortunately.
What?
Yeah.
You hit the desk?
I tried to spin around in my chair, but there's not enough room between the
two. If I spin around in my chair, it drops me or raises me.
Oh, no. I've got hydraulics on this thing.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
That's that podcast money.
There you go. Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the Spicin news. So much happening here this week. So let's kick this off. And so there was some news on Snapchat this week. Now, of course, first they announced the Snapchat lenses. I saw both of you guys playing with that this week. What's your take on Snapchat lenses?
I think I got as much as I'm ever going to get out of it, but it was fun. It was fun for the week.
Yeah, Spencer? It was cool. It's pretty cool. I don't like that you can't use your dogs. It has to be, I think, a human face. Because I tried to get my dogs for hours to like do weird things with the filters, but it doesn't like register their faces.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the best thing about it is that it occupied my kid for hours.
Yeah, he looked like he really enjoyed it.
I really didn't post anything to Snapchat this week, but I was on that app for, he's like, more rainbows, more rainbows, more rainbows.
He's and you even came out and said that you didn't care much for
I don't
it.
Think it's very funny, no.
Do you think any of them are funny? Like, what about the first time you saw the scary face?
I wouldn't say that was funny, but I kind of got it.
I thought it was funny when Tyson did his baby Bergen as the scary face.
Yeah. But, and if you don't know what we're talking about on Snapchat, They made a feature where you can sort of like it scans your face and you could do different things. Like there's one like if then you when you open up your mouth, it'll make like rainbows shoot out of your mouth. That's the one that my son.
I can't
really
believe you don't like that much. I'm giggling about it just hearing you describe it.
He's really into it. He's really into it. And then you can put like hearts over your eyes. There's one that you turn into a monster. It seems like every day. It's kind of like when I go to Yogurtland. And it's like I go on Snapchat, like, oh, what filters are there today? Because they change it up from day to day and they take some away and they put some. And much like Yogurtland, I'm like, these are the ones they put out?
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe they'll have more. What would you have?
I don't know. I feel like that there's some staples that you don't need to get rid of. Like they're putting in some other stuff. Like there's one where you could do like getting slapped in the face, which I don't really. And then this like like you're on the cover of a magazine.
Whoa, where are those?
These are the paid for ones.
No, not paid for.
Oh, are those Snapchat?
Yeah.
Are they brand new?
Yeah, they add a new one every day and they like take one away every day.
Oh, wow. Oh,
maybe I got to start looking.
Yeah.
What's up with all these trophies you got to win and unlock all this? How do I unlock?
I've unlocked two.
I've got one, but I don't even know what it was.
Yeah. So they got like some weird stuff now. Like now that they do like now there's a new one today. It's like extreme close up. It's like the ones they had to start were fine. They don't need to keep reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, I'll take more filters to the right. I like that stuff more.
On the daily really seems like a little bit much, right?
Yeah,
they're going to eventually
trying too hard to be Yogurtland.
Yeah,
I wish they had as many filters as Instagram. You can just keep going and scroll. Like you know, right now we only have that like light blue, the black and white, and like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's also now paid replays on Snapchat where you can pay for replays.
This is genius. If I was single and I had hot chicks sending me naked clips and doing, you know, whatever they want to do on their Snap.
How many people are really in that boat?
I know a lot of my buddies that are in that boat. And if I were them, I would be paying for replays.
Yeah. I feel like 0.01% of guys are getting attractive women sending them.
But maybe they don't even have to be attractive. Lots of guys are getting naked stuff. So you want to see it because it goes by fast.
Yeah. So you get one replay per day on Snapchat. Have you ever wasted your one replay?
No. You get one for free. Let's be clear.
Yeah. You get one for free. Have you ever wasted yours, Tyson? Have you ever like done it on something like, I wish I didn't do that?
No, I only watched one that I did personally.
Yeah.
I sent it to myself and then watched it again. It was me scaring Rachel as she was getting up off the toilet. I jumped in the bathroom, was like, ah, and she's like, I'm naked. You can't put that. And she had just pulled her pants up, but it was a little too embarrassing for her, I guess. So the good husband that I am, I opted not to share it to my story.
Mm. Russell Brand would have posted it.
Who's his wife?
No, remember they got that divorce because he posted that photo of Katy Perry looking like a straight up monster in bed.
Yeah.
That's what they got divorced for?
100%. The second after he posted that, they were done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know someone who's dated Russell Brand before.
Have they been tested for sexually transmitted diseases?
Oh, come on.
No, he said he had them, I thought.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Well, probably. I don't know.
And who is this? Is this a famous person, Tyson? Or this is just a...
It's a person that you know.
It's a person that I know.
Yeah.
Is this a survivor person?
The wife of a survivor person.
The wife of a survivor person. Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
You know who? It's Aris's wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a new sports league is forming. Tyson, are you excited about the company called Megabots, which is aiming to start a league of giant battling robots?
Yeah. They watched the movie Real Steel with Wolverine. He's in it. And then they decided to make their own. So now it's like these battle bots, but they're like big, heavy, real size, like life-size battling bots, dude.
Yeah. So
who isn't excited for this? Is somebody not excited for this?
Spencer, you're big into UFC. Would you watch fighting robots?
No, but
big fighting robots, like big, tall, scary.
Because robots don't bleed. They only bleed
battery acid oil or something.
What's the 80s movie or 90s movie, the original battle robot movie that I really need to go rewatch? Either you can think of the name, I'll be so impressed.
Transformers.
No. For real, though, there was a
Short Circuit. 80s,
no, the big, it was like
a Short war. Circuit.
Come
Short
on, circuit none of our too. Listeners.
War Steve Games. Gutenberg.
No, it was 90s. I was a kid, but it was the original first where they would get into things and they'd fight. I don't think it's BattleBots. I don't know, whatever.
Dude, you're not interested.
They are showing pictures. I'm interested.
Yeah. What is it that appeals to you, Tyson?
The just mass destruction and mayhem. It's like going to a demolition derby, but on such a greater scale.
Yeah.
Like they're showing like an I-beam here that that one of the BattleBots accidentally hit. And it's like a 4-inch gash in this solid steel I-beam. It's nuts.
Yeah. I think that the biggest concerns right now is that it's dangerous, right?
All fighting to a degree is dangerous, Rob.
I guess so.
So we don't condone it.
So there are humans. There are humans that are inside of the robots. What if they took the people out of them?
I think a remote controlled robot would be even cooler.
Yeah, I feel like that would make it a lot more safe, right?
Probably, but maybe it's harder to control. Mm.
I'd be cool with it if it was like America versus China, and that, like, and then we just whoop Chinese robot ass.
Battle of technology.
Yeah, but not like American versus American robots.
Okay.
Seems anti-American.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the fence with this. I think it would be cool in principle to have, but I don't know if I would ever watch it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you would support just the idea of it, but not necessarily support...
Like, I don't want to say it shouldn't exist, but I will say that I don't think it would appeal to me.
Did you watch the original BattleBots, like when there was just little remote control cars with
saws?
No,
that never really interested me.
With like saws super glued to the top of them?
Yeah. I think that for me, it's more about I like the human drama. And so... while I can imagine that there would be some human drama that is associated with we put so much time into building this robot, just the idea of robots fighting each other is not particularly appealing to me, but I think it should still exist.
I think the question you have to ask yourself is, do you like the movie Real Steel with Wolverine?
I never watched it.
I think maybe there you'd have a better idea as to whether or not you'd be a fan. But also, I think that this could also further technology as far as like, you know, get the real Iron Man out there fighting our wars for us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Have you seen that robot that the military made that like runs so fast? It looks like a tiger. Have you seen it? It can go up hills and you carry all sorts of crazy shit. It's dope.
Is it better than a tank or something that could drive that fast?
It looks pretty. It's like when I say fast, it goes like, it looks like 60 miles per hour. And it's like, rah, 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 all crazy. Like you wouldn't want this thing running on your at you.
You'd be, definitely not.
Especially add machine guns or rockets to it. It's, you know, I don't know. It's jet.
Well, that's what these guys are doing, dude. They're adding like firepower and stuff to these.
Oh, you didn't say one word about firepower.
You got to look at the picture, dude. There's like full on rocket launchers and stuff.
I'm like a fellow listener. We can't look at the picture. So you got to be a little bit more descriptive here.
Okay. Well,
I don't think there should be rocket launchers. I got to be honest.
Whoa.
I think a flamethrower is fine, but I feel like a rocket. I feel like that's now dangerous for people to watch this now.
No, it's a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, it's a pay-per-view, dude. You go do it out like in the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah or something.
It'd be like Burning Man, but Burning Robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next year, do you think we can get Blue Apron or Casper or somebody to sponsor us doing a live Spicin' Hour at Burning Hour in the desert?
Definitely not.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Why would we need to go to the desert for Spicin' Hour?
For Burning Man.
Yeah, but wouldn't you get heat rashes?
Yeah, it would be great for the show. I'd be breaking out and everyone would be like, ah, look at him. He's covered.
Yeah.
You know what I've been calling myself to Heidi is Woogie.
Woogie?
Yep.
Like from something about Mary?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember him breaking out and all his rashes?
Yeah.
That's my new nickname.
All right. I want to get your take on this. So you guys know the movie Pocahontas? Watch that movie?
Yeah.
So
I've seen it.
So
I think I've seen it.
It was recently added to Netflix.
Okay.
Okay. And so everything was going fine until somebody said that the description for Pocahontas on Netflix was offensive and started tweeting about it. And then Netflix had to change the description of Pocahontas.
From what to what?
So here's what the description was for Pocahontas on Netflix. It was, an American Indian woman is supposed to marry the village's best warrior, but she yearns for something more and soon meets Captain John Smith.
And he is better than the village's best warrior. I don't get what's the offensive part.
So the person who really started all this, her name is Dr. Adrian K on Twitter. She is somebody who describes herself as a writer behind Native Appropriations, which is a postdoc studying Native higher education. So I guess she is a person who talks about a lot of American Indian issues. She did not appreciate this. She says that the fact that Pocahontas is yearning, she says that was misogynistic because it's also a sexualization of Native women.
Guys can yearn too. Can guys not yearn?
George Costanza on
Seinfeld actually said he yearned for someone.
Yeah. She says it's that men get to have adventures and fight people and save things and be king of the jungle. Pocahontas yearns for a white dude.
Is Captain John Cook in the cartoon voiced by Bill Cosby?
I believe it's John Smith. I think it's
John Smith.
Yeah. So here's what Netflix changed. They ended up changing the description for Pocahontas.
That's the one thing I like Donald Trump when he says all this political correctness when he talks about that. I feel that. It's like, just click play or don't. Like, what do you? Move on. Like, really? Just people are so bored. I swear to God.
I feel like this lady, Dr. Adrian K, it's a little known fact that, like, my great 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 grandpa was a Cherokee chief.
Oh.
Yep.
So, and were you offended by the title for Pocahontas?
No, not at all. I think I'm one step removed from getting a college scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's the new description for Pocahontas on Netflix. It's a young American Indian girl tries to follow her heart and protect her tribe when settlers arrive and threaten the land she loves.
Settlers.
I thought, honestly, it was going to be like, Pocahontas wants to get banged out by both the tribal leader and the captain.
Stop. Don't say that. Spencer, what does the description say for the Spidey movie? Are you offended by the description for that? Is that if that appears on Vimeo?
Spidey is a documentary that gives an in-depth look at Spencer and Heidi Pratt's antics in pursuit of fame.
Oh, what does that mean, antics?
Exactly. It's already, he's just...
And why are you pursuing fame?
No, don't even get me started with this guy.
The film uses the combination of clips from The Hills, paparazzi footage, interviews, and my own interpretation of what it all means.
Yeah.
Heidi Montags. I always say Montag because that's how you
say whatever you want. It's not her name anymore. Heidi
Montags' transformation as a person, and not just in the physical sense, is a disturbing and tragic story that is very...
Oh, what do they mean disturbing?
Disclaimer. This work of fiction is for nonprofit educational purposes. They're showing this on Channel One.
Educational.
On pop culture that fits under the 17 U.S. Code 107 limitations on exclusive rights. Fair use law.
Is there something in fair use about slander and defamation of character? Does that cover that or what?
I mean, we talked about how James Woods was suing a guy on Twitter that was an egg person for $10 million. It seems like you've got more of a case than he did.
Trust me, if Vice had funded this documentary, I would have a lawsuit. But that director looks like he has about $4. So...
Yeah, maybe it's a trap. Maybe he wants you to sue, so it brings more attention to this documentary.
And then when I saw how many views the account had, I was like, okay, it's like me, Tyson, and Rob watching.
Yeah, I only knew about it because you told me about it.
Yeah, so nobody waste your time.
How can you see how many views they have?
I think on his Vimeo profile.
Oh.
Mm.
I think it was like, it's under 4,000. 1,000, I want to say. My okay. Snapchats are getting more. Let's just put it
that. You should have released the movie on your Snapchat. That's why he wanted to be friends with you.
Well, why don't you battle that and just make your own robot movie on Snapchat?
I'm just so done talking about that shit because I hated talking about it when I was getting paid for it.
Yeah, and now it's even worse.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about the Spice and Hour where I don't get paid.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So then, did you see about this guy from the league that was talking about how...
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, what is that about? Spencer, you got to have a lot of strong takes on this.
The what?
Okay, the guy from the league.
Steve.
Oh, Ren, my God. The guy that claimed he was in the freaking 9/11 tower. See, this guy, he's not, you know, actually he's getting as much Spidey hate, but I never did anything at that level. You know what I mean? Like, and I got super hated. Like, imagine if I had done that, you know, like what a moron.
Yeah.
So weird. But I think that he probably, this is my take on it. He's probably like early 20s. And he, like the story he says is that he escaped from like the 70th floor working for Merrill Lynch.
54th. Yeah.
More, and that once he got out and all this stuff, it changed his mentality into being like chase your dreams instead of like working for the man. But then that part might be true. Like he was in New York at the time. Maybe he just was like, that changed my whole outlook, but how much better would the story be if I had escaped from the tower? So he's told that to somebody, not realizing that the lie would perpetuate itself so quickly because it was such an amazing story. And then he was locked in.
I mean, why would he do that? Why would he, if you're that great a story?
He's like a 20, 21 year old kid at that time.
If you're going to have a story that wild, he should have said he was on one of the planes that flew into the
building. Yeah. And got out of the building and then ran down the stairs. Yeah.
Or like he killed the terrorists on the plane as it was crashing.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean,
this was in 2009. He told Mark Maron this story.
So should I start claiming that I was in Benghazi at the embassy or what?
Yes.
No, I mean, why? Because you feel like this has been a good thing?
Yeah,
this
is a positive thing for this guy. I just need to get on blogs. Like, I can't even get on a site anymore. So I think if I start saying...
It's called Blab.
This guy has told a lot. This guy has told the story so many times, though. Like, because people keep asking him to tell it because they think it's such a heroic story.
You know, some actual 9/11 first responder should just go punch him in his face and post that.
Yeah. But they still aired his, I think he had a Comedy Central special that was aired.
I think they're talking about Comedy Central's talking about clipping him from the league.
Well, I think it's in the last season. Yeah.
League's done.
Yeah. And he also is in commercials for Buffalo Wild Wings.
And they pulled that though, right?
The last I heard that Buffalo Wild Wings was evaluating the situation.
Yeah. B-dubs.
That's a nice way of saying we already spent a bunch of money on the commercials and we are just going to play them until we get our money and then he's done.
Yeah. I think that they were going to then put him side by side with Jared and say, at least we're not Subway. Yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on down.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really just a crazy story that he just stuck to for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like,
when people found him out, it's like in the technological age that we're in, you can't tell a lie that ridiculous and not get caught.
Mm. You would just think, like, even if he told it once, be like, oh, I shouldn't talk about this anymore. It's like,
You know what? He actually is making that news guy look good.
Brian Williams.
Yeah. It's like Brian Williams, like, well, I actually was on a helicopter.
Yeah, I did ride a helicopter once.
I heard gunfire on a movie set.
Yeah.
How do I become like a Brian Williams?
Like you want to be a newsman?
Yeah, like a Glenn Beck or one of these like hated talking head dudes.
Okay, well, that's... I think it's
different. I have a degree.
Well, I think if you want to be a Glenn Beck, I think that's probably an easier thing to do.
You just have to have poor opinions and shoot them out your mouth at a high rate.
Yeah,
I feel like I've been doing that for years.
No, but you're not like politically like indoctrinated on one side or the other. I think it's rather
you're not politically infuriating like a Sarah Palin or something.
So should I just go independent? It seems like nobody's like a hardcore.
No, you got to go extreme left or extreme right.
Nobody cares that much about being independent. People only care about being all the way to one side or the other.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to be both.
You can't be like, I'm an extreme moderate.
Yeah, I'm an extreme moderate, and either party is fine with me in moderation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just need a job.
Yeah, probably. All right. So let's see. There's a couple other news stories to talk about. Here's one.
Oh, what about my K2 bust?
K2 bust? Where'd you send that?
I tagged you on Twitter.
Oh, well, tagging me on Twitter is probably the least effective way to get a news story on the show.
In New York City, they had like the biggest K2 bust in like history.
Oh my God. Is Pablo Escobar still alive?
Yeah. In Narcos season 2 coming out.
Whoa.
But yeah, they were pretty excited about it. They had like they had a police commissioner. It looked like warehouses full of K2.
Wow.
They put out a statement. They're like, even though this is called synthetic marijuana, it is much more dangerous than it sounds.
Mm. Oh, K2 is just synthetic THC?
No, if they just call it that, it's a bunch of chemicals.
I think. Oh.
It's a way to like get people like, oh, it's just marijuana in a pouch.
Wow.
All right.
It's just they are selling it as another gateway drug.
Yeah, I still am. My head's spinning about that dude, Justin, last week telling us that weed got him into heroin. That was like, he just confirmed every teacher I ever had.
That wasn't on the show. That was on the Friday night special that Tyson.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
The voice guy.
Yeah, that was crazy. What got you to do all those drugs? Marijuana.
Whoa.
That's a real thing.
It happens.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. We've also got a story about the husband of the mayor of a small town in Oregon has been arrested on 30 counts of public indecency, many of which were at a drive-through coffee shop.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
It's very weird that the drive-through coffee shop would be your place. Like pulling a Pee Wee Herman like at a porn flick is probably like more mainstream, I guess. This guy maybe got a little more creative, but as a mayor, it also feels like maybe he's not aware of the internet yet, because I think that
his wife is the mayor.
Oh, his wife's the mayor?
Yes.
And he just wanted some of his own attention.
Mm-hmm.
64 years old, dude.
Yeah.
Flashing his junk.
Yeah. Huh. And the coffee shop driver, I would feel like if I was naked, I wouldn't want hot coffee with me.
Yeah, like, remember like that driving, McDonald's lady?
Like, I'd be like naked and I'd be like, could you make sure you put the lid on there? I really just want to be very careful. I don't want to spill it. And also, can you put the thing in the hole on the top of the coffee cup? Because I got to be careful with the thing in the hole.
Yeah. And also make sure to bend over and look into my car so that I can, like, you can look at me and now you're a victim and then run away.
Right. Right. I mean, drive through coffee of all the places.
I will say it makes sense if it was iced coffee, because my favorite thing to do is to put iced coffee in between my legs since I don't have cup holders.
Yeah.
The Camaro, the iced coffee just right on your area. I don't know what we're allowed to say with Rob and his censorship. So in your private region, you put the iced coffee.
When have I ever censored you from saying?
People have been tweeting me that I get bleeped a lot on the
Dude,
I'm always like, what is getting bleeped?
I shit you not, my Honda Odyssey has like 18 cup holders in it. Like I as the driver could have 6 drinks.
Well, I put about 130,000 plus into a 1968 Camaro and I don't have cup holders in it. So
you
clearly
can't even get one of those clip-on hangy ones that hangs onto the windowsill there.
I could, I guess, but it's like, to me, it's principle. Like I didn't do it when I had the money. So I don't deserve it.
I learned my own lesson.
Yeah.
Really taught myself a lesson here.
You start with cup holders and then you build from there.
You build the vehicle around them. That's what Honda did here. Really, like I'm looking at the center console, there's 6 cup holders on the center console. And then I have one on my door too.
You just are never going to be thirsty.
No.
That's right.
I could have, water, coffee, soda, spit cup for sunflower seed shells. Got it all.
All right, I want to open this up to see if anybody who's watching the show here live on Blab with us wants to jump in and ask us anything as we start to wind down this week's edition of the Spice and Hour. Was there anything else that you guys felt like we didn't get to cover that you wanted to talk about?
I think we got a lot of it, right?
Okay, well, I'm going to open up that fourth seat here on Blab. If you're going to come on, ideally, you have a good connection. And number two, make sure you wear your headphones. Headphones are a must.
Yeah, they are a must.
All turned up. All right, let's talk to Bobby. Let's see if we can get him on the show. Bobby's got a Blab shirt.
Whoa, he's got
ready
a Blab shirt on. Hey, Rob, Tyson, Spencer. Spencer's number one. Tyson, you're number two. Rob, you're number three.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In terms of rank us?
Well, I just Spencer's just, you know, I kind of idolize him. He's my hero.
Whoa. Did Tyson pay you to come on and say that? Thank you, Tyson.
Yeah,
is that your $10 refunded?
He paid me 20 doilies.
Whoa, 20
doilies. Nice. Yeah, but, Bobby, what makes Spencer your hero?
I just think he's cool. I like, you know, I like his wife most of all, but I like his house. I like his background.
Like his house.
No,
it's not mine, Bobby. And I'm about to be kicked out any day now. So I hope you got extra room if you like me so much.
Well, if you want to come out here to Corona, come on over.
Corona.
Do you have air conditioning? Because we don't have air conditioning. So
I have air conditioning running all the time.
Got to.
Done. I'll bring the air mattress.
All right. You can just take over my house and I'll be your butler.
Whoa. Yeah.
Butler.
Does this invite extend to Rob and I as well or only to number one?
Yeah, if you guys want to.
I'm number three.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying.
Once I get my bass boat, I'd like to invite you guys to the Colorado River.
Right. Whoa, no. Bass boat. You're going to be a bass master?
Where on the Colorado? In Colorado?
The place where I'd like to take you guys is more secluded. I like the upper part of
Parker. Are you going to murder us?
I like the upper part of Parker Dam.
Where's that?
It's right by the Parker Dam right there in Arizona.
Is this river wild with Meryl Streep or what?
There's all kinds of shit happening on the river.
Oh, deliverance.
What happens on the river?
Well, you can drink on the boat and go on a little
Tyson
booze
doesn't
cruise.
Drink. He won't have fun.
We can get all drunk together and do wild things.
To each other.
Yeah. Well, whatever you want. We could do wild things if you want to do that. Just be careful not to bump your head.
What happens if we bump our head?
I don't know. Just hopefully you don't fall out of the boat. I'll have to tie it to the boat so you don't fall out.
Okay. This sounds like a real date we got going on here.
I don't know if this is better or worse than I'm number three. I feel like the number I'm number three might be, I might get killed first.
How did you get that? How did you get that Blab shirt?
I have one.
The Blab shirt is from the Blab
compliments
staff.
Of the Blab team. Yeah. Did they not send you a Blab shirt, Spencer?
They did, but it's this. It looks size large. Looks like a size small. I couldn't even fit that on my man boob.
I like the one that Bobby has. I think that's a nice one
for that one.
Yeah, I didn't get the one
for that one.
I got one that's like the prop Blab white. Looks like it was made with a Sharpie.
I hands Blab.
Blab. That's what I have.
Yeah, I like Bobby just way more. He's got the logo, Blab, boom. Got the purple. What is Blab? Is that a little bird monkey thing? What's that?
Yeah, it's an owl.
It's an owl.
I have
Oh my God, Blab is Illuminati. We are on a
no,
Illuminati
it's not triangle.
Blab. No, owls are go to the Bohemian Grove. Google it. Owl
I didn't even
is the
know that.
Major.
So I have something special for your show today. Oh, I got a Behringer mixer box. I'll show it to you after I play. I'm just going to play a little snippet of a song and I'm going to turn it down. But if I get too wild with it, just boot me out. All right, Rob.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Here's the song. I hope you guys like it. Hopefully.
Are you a musician?
I can sing for you maybe, but probably not.
No, what's the song? Yeah. What's the significance?
What's the premise of this?
This could go either way.
I hope it's I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here.
Remix. Oh, that'd be cool.
Let me know if you can hear it.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Isn't that Death Cab for Cutie or something?
Oh, what
a new day.
You're darn right.
What if everybody started saying that?
Awesome. Damn, I just fucked it up.
Is Ross over there?
Can Ross fix this?
I just messed it up. I'm going to step out for someone else to come
in.
Or
you
guys
have then we can bring you back.
Thank you for preparing it, though.
Yeah, Bobby Shadow, fishing trip 2016.
See you on the river.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I'm ready to take you out for the death ride.
Cool, yeah. He's murdering us. He's dead.
I love you guys, though. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks,
Bobby.
Okay, there
Bobby,
you go.
Bobby, Bobby.
Boy, and did Bobby go well or not?
And Bobby,
yeah, I think so. I mean, other than our imminent deaths, it Bobby, was good.
Bobby clarified why I'm a gun owner, FYI, guys.
But you really think when we're out there on the river that that gun's really going to do much?
I'm definitely wearing a helmet because you already said, watch your head.
Yeah, watch so your
gonna,
head. He told
so
you.
He's going to hit us over the head.
I told
with
you,
something.
Watch your head. All right, let's get somebody else on here.
Okay.
Somebody else jumping in here on Blab. Move over, culty cults. That's right.
Do you think we're ever going to get culty cults back? I think we got to do Friday nights just to see if we get them.
Was he a regular on Blab?
I don't know.
No.
He should be.
I thought you guys knew him.
I think he was just about to get his organs harvested. He may not even be alive.
So you think Ross was actually an organs harvester?
Yeah, I think Ross was preparing the bathtub with ice cubes and and he was getting all excited.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, you know, all show long, people are like popping in left and right. And then we tell people we're open
I think
to.
We're overloading the system. Nobody can hop in because everybody's trying.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then unless Bobby is going to get his act together on his mixer. Okay. Here's Bobby's back. Oh, wait.
Bobby's
hold
back.
Hold on. Here, let's try one other one.
What if this is just the hit song that Heidi needed and he offered it to us for free?
Yeah. Okay. Here we
Bobby
go.
Bobby Shadow.
Yeah. It came on just in time. Can you guys hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Here's what I got. I recommend you guys get this. Check this out, man.
What is that?
That's my Behringer, dude.
What does it do?
It brings the music right into
your computer.
Yeah, no, it brings it into the Blab.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then you bring your.
How much does that cost?
Cost $40. My microphone costs $40 too.
No. How much does the Behringer cost?
The Behringer is about $50 on Amazon.
Yeah, but we bring music into the podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't
you play
sound
it from
that
the background.
Clean. Yeah, that
I don't
sounds
play it from the background.
Oh, you play it right into our eardrums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays it through his mixer.
Rob oh, so we all need to. Rob's a pro and we're amateurs. We're pro amateurs.
So I think Rob's starting to get the number one seat and we're going to bring Tyson to number two.
Oh.
Spencer's at number three now.
So I'm in both scenarios, I'm not getting murdered first.
Well, no, yeah, but you know, we'll see. I'll have to freeze you guys so I can eat you later.
All right.
Okay.
We're gonna freeze you guys like Michael Jackson, and then we're gonna eat you later,
Han Solo style.
Yum. Pack your salsa.
hey, Rob, can you boot me from the screen? I can't understand why other people aren't coming on.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. All right, but thanks, Bobby. Happy to be number one.
All right, take it
and
easy.
And I'm number two.
Thanks
still
for letting me come on to test
it,
my
buddy
equipment.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Bobby. So we all averaged out at number two. So in a way, we're tied.
we're tied.
You guys are all number one on my list, and
whoa,
I appreciate you being on Blab.
Okay.
Thanks, woo, Bobby.
Right. Thanks for your Behringer demonstration.
He demonstrated.
Yeah.
All right.
That's actually pretty cool.
This is a two-hand touch.
I don't think he'd want to eat me.
Why? I think he'd be the most marbled.
No, I think he'd get a rash in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's two-hand touch.
What's up?
Can you hear us?
I'm curious to know what y'all are. Rob, I know what you're going to do, but what the rest of you are going to do for a Survivor premiere, especially since Spencer is on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, Spencer. I'm just having a party here at my house with a few friends.
Whoa.
So we'll probably order some Domino's pizza. I invited Rob, but maybe it went to his spam folder. Check your spam, Rob, to see if the invite got there.
What is it, an Evite?
Yeah, it's an Evite. I do Evites.
Okay.
So, yeah. Domino's pizza and Survivor.
If Nicole didn't hate Spidey, we'd be going over.
Are you
going to
order it through Twitter?
With emoji?
I could try. Maybe I will try because I always just do it with the app because I have my orders saved on there that I can just be like, order that.
Oh, so, speaking of tech and using tweets, you see you can now donate to a campaign with one tweet.
Wow. It sounds like they're trying to get a bunch of money from us. I'm gonna try Twitter this time to order my pizza. That is a guarantee two-hand touch.
I'm dying to know if it really works. Like
we'll
all it
know
is the emoji.
Yeah, I think so. I'll try.
Score.
Okay. Well,
Spencer, what are you doing?
Cool, guys. Thanks for the answer.
Later. Bye. Awesome.
She jumped
out. Did you kick her out?
Parachute.
Oh, no, no. I'm here. I'm here. I thought you were done with me.
We hear you, but we don't see you anymore. Now it's the ghost.
Oh, I didn't touch anything.
Okay. Wow.
That happens sometimes. All right. Let's start to wind this down. Tyson, do you got the 5-star review of the week?
Yep. It's by Drew Ophis.
Drew Ophis.
And the title is 5 stars! !! This podcast has changed my life for the better. My days have become full of light and flaca, spice and forever heart.
Yeah,
I hope not really flaca. We don't condone it.
You can leave us your own 5-star rating of the week on iTunes at spicin.rocks. That's spicin.rocks.
And good news, the Spicin Crystal /Rocks will be for sale in the next month or so. I just talked to my crystal sorcerer and and we're getting the site up and going. So you'll be able to own a Spicin Rock before you know it.
Wow. Can't believe it.
Yeah. And I found the talismans. I just don't know if anyone wants to spend like a few $100 on them. If you do, let Rob know. Call him on one of his voicemails and we'll set you up with a talisman.
Sounds good. All right. What's the hashtag for this episode?
Don't eat spicy.
Murder boat.
I like that.
Thank you, Two Hand Touch.
Let's do it. The ghost of Christmas past told us to do murder boat.
All right. Good That's stuff.
Best hashtag of 40 weeks.
Anything else before we sign off?
What's going on with your snap block?
I'm having snappers block.
Yeah,
I feel like I haven't had anything good to post, and I feel like now there's so much pressure on me. Everybody's like, "Oh, these snaps were so good." Flocka? What's that?
Have you tried Flocka?
No, I haven't tried Flocka. And a lot of times I record it. I'm like, that's not that good. I was like, trying to get rid of it.
I just decided I don't care. I will put anything on Snapchat because it's not going to change anything in my life. So
yeah. May as well.
I was going to do a snap that I have a flat tire on my car and I was going to try to change the flat tire. But then Scott St. Pierre talked me out of it.
That sounds like a
Was show. Scott with you?
No, I've talked to him on the, conference call this morning.
Oh,
that would have been the week of podcasting.
That's a Periscope.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I should Periscope that, not Snapchat it.
Yeah, that seems like a longer.
I think you do either.
I need somebody to be filming it. I need to be concentrating 100% on changing the flat tire.
Well, don't you have a tripod for your phone?
Yeah, I'm worried it's going to get run over in the street from where my car is. But
To get the perfect angle.
I'm really annoyed about this because not to get on a rant right at the end of the show, but so tire is flat on my car. And Nicole claims that because I was I'm trying to after I was publicly humiliated when I took my shirt off on this show, I said, okay, well, now I'm going to start exercising again. And so I was up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, in the garage, because that's where we have all the exercise stuff. And so I was, and Nicole claims that I listened to podcast too loud in the garage because she claims she overheard one of our neighbors saying that's loud, like an hour after. She claims that then the neighbors slit my tire because I was too loud listening to podcasts early in the morning. I was like, that didn't happen. And she claims, no, I know how loud you listen to things. And she is like really built this whole story up that is no basis in reality.
It sounds like an American Pie movie. Not American Pie, American. What's that one movie where Kevin Spacey's in it?
American Beauty.
American Beauty, dude, where he's working out in the garage and then it gets all gay.
Is that where it's going? Okay.
I feel
good
like
by the end of the movie. I'll take it. Yeah. But yeah, so I have to get my tire fixed sometime in the next 2 days.
You don't have AAA?
I have through Geico. I think I have some sort of roadside service. I think I might just
call
them.
Wow, that little gecko commercial really got you.
Yeah, I have Allied. With new cars, though, a lot of times you get free roadside assistant for a number of years.
Well, I definitely do not have a new car.
Is that the case with your van?
Yeah.
Yep. And my Subaru.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. All right. Yeah. Well, good stuff, everybody. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week live.
Hashtag murder boat.
Hashtag murder boat. Talk to you live at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific next Monday. Take care, everybody. Bye.